A very good evening to you and welcome to Under the Sun here on 88.2 Sanyo FM. Brought to you by the British Council. On this show we get to feature some of the hottest stories from Uganda's best fiction writers. Looking at a beautiful story today from Roy Moses Kalyesobola, who is with me in the studio today as we wrap up this series of Under the Sun. My name is Ben Mwine, welcoming you onto the show. And later on we'll have a chance for you to win some good prizes from British Council as well. And today we're looking at a very beautiful story called Ghosts as we wrap up this series of Under the Sun. The story is written by Roy Moses Kalyesobola, who we'll be talking to in a while. We'd like to hear your thoughts on the story as well. Give us a call and let us know what you think about the story and what your opinions are and what you liked about it as well. And we'll give you a chance to call us after the story. The story is about a mysterious member of society who comes clean about his spiritual activities and uncovers a lot that his fellow ghosts might like to keep hidden. Here is Ghosts.
Sometimes I lie awake at night, thinking that life has passed me by, just like a ghost. Ghosts have taken center stage in my life. Praise me or damn me, today I have to go pick my monthly check. After all, being a ghost isn't easy. The key element here is that the paymaster is my cousin. Folks, keep your cool. The paymaster, my cousin, was brought up by my late father. So, to return the respect, my name will always be on the payroll. It's a phenomenon called pay it forward. I'm thus a legitimate recipient of my father's sweat. See? Fellow citizens, I'm sorry. I know how this sounds, but you have to understand. That's how things work around here. I have dipped my hands into the garbage pit and drawn out morsels to my own satisfaction. I deserve applause, since I've just walked into the light. You see, I'm trying out a technique called positive reinforcement. Since in life, bad things last longer than good ones. Being a ghost, I have no fear. I exist in many forms and books. Kicking me out of one department merely lets me concentrate on the others. Fellow citizens, I don't claim to have control of events, but ghosts are here to stay. After all, it's easier to ride a horse in the direction it's already going. As they say, eat it or beat it. Perhaps you prefer, if you can't beat them, join them. After all, God helps those who... Fellow citizens, I hope you aren't going to mount a nationwide search for me, because this is a web. Me? I'm just a thumbprint on the window of a skyscraper. Actually, I'm insignificant, but hungry. How many other ghosts have swallowed such huge chunks of our resources? It touches the deepest feelings of my heart to know that I am what I am. I think that makes me a bit patriotic. But it doesn't give me the mandate to devour your resources. Unlike my fellow ghosts, at least, I have the nation at heart. I'm proud to be Ugandan. Really proud. Don't you think so? I'm not alone in subscribing to the national motto, for God and my stomach. I'm tired of telling you what you already know. Let me ask you to help me explore other issues related to my story, like the genesis of ghosts and how to coexist with us, because you cannot exterminate us from our motherland. Ghosts exist in all forms, from the dark world to the world of bliss. One thing I know for sure, we can coexist. I should probably show you my diary so that you don't make dire movements along my path. Monday. I wake up at 6 a.m. and go to Army headquarters. I have to be early enough to prowl around the quarter guard. You know, the boys there are trying to study my game. They have seen me there a couple of times and they suspect something is going down, since I'm not military personnel. The deal is that I have to meet the chief of the arsenal. I need to get some weapons for my cousin and his buddies. Oh, there's a certain mission they want to execute that I have no idea about. I hope it's not about erasing some humans, because that puts me in bad books with God. Oh, I don't want to participate in anything to do with terminating his creatures. My focus here is money, and big money. Since I'm the ghost, I get them the weapons. At 2 p.m., I meet the inspector of police for a working lunch. 2 weeks ago, the inspector gave me a deal to make sure that the report from the Commission of Inquiry on Corruption in the Police Force disappears from the face of this planet. And this afternoon, I have good news for him. Whoa, I love this police. The police department is always my best fan. No one can beat them at the game of corruption or any other dubious games. Fellow citizens, I'm sure you all agree with me on that. Where else did the concept of kitu kidogo come from? Now, where was I? Oh yes, Tuesday. I have to visit the district service board to butter up this guy who is supposed to compile a list of law enforcement officers. You know, the law enforcement department is fertile ground for making easy without any accountability. Here I just climb into that uniform of theirs and go around collecting market and traffic dues and small taxes and all sorts of business. In the afternoon, I visit the examination board to make arrangements for leaking the national examinations this year. National exams cause a lot of panic and anxiety. So it's my role to take care of this situation. My buddy and I work out a master plan with the one examination delivery van driver and the police escort patrol chief. The delivery van will make a stop on a lonely road and we do the rest. Anytime you suffer from examination phobia, give me a call. Wednesday, I visit the graveyard to see how much space is left. I have to make estimates for those guys in the hospital mortuary, so that when they send clients to me, they have the exact figures. Then they wait for clients who buy space in the graveyard for their beloved ones. Space that doesn't exist. It's really a hot deal. I'm also working on a business proposal for these guys at Funeral Services Limited. I need full partnership with their company. Since I relate to so many dignitaries, we should get a permanent tender from the government to take care of all these VIP funerals and other related festivities. At 3 p.m., I make a phone call to the director of the investment board. The Titanic. I mean to be the middleman, Kayungirizi. Firstly, it improves my collegiality with the director. Secondly, these guys are white. That means fat wallets. I have a bank account where such guys remit money on a monthly basis. It's an obligation, and they know and respect it. Thursday, early morning, I telephone my cousin, the paymaster, and inform him that he has to shoot up some figures on the payroll because there are some crazy chaps who are threatening our investments around town. These chaps have wallets almost as big as Bill Gates's. So we are close to losing our prowess, and I can't let that happen because the ghost is the master. Friday. I spend most of my time in a certain primary school near my hometown, chatting with the head teacher. We need to inflate the figures of the total UPE enrollment this year so that we get a fatter check. There is also a secondary school attached to this primary school, so I pay a short visit to the director of studies there. I know he can get me those fake academic credentials which some boys in town want to buy. Saturday, I spend the whole day up and about the hospital linking up with a few guys to see how the medicine can be taken out at night when most of the hospital staff are asleep, especially guys in the medical stores. My associates and I can always get in there and switch new medicines for expired ones or for empty boxes and cans. After that, I hit my usual bar and show the chaps how things are done. Sunday. You know I'm a spiritual man, so I've got to go to church. You see, I'm the financial controller of my church. I handle the finance department very, very smoothly. Offertory and tithe. We need to raise a lot of money this year to complete the pastor's house. By the way, my cousin, the paymaster, is also pastor of my church. And indeed, a great pastor. Every time he preaches, the sons and daughters of God get highly spirited. You can imagine what happens later when the offertory bag goes around. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing in life is to be feared. It's simply to be understood. Guys who want to have a pep talk with me can find me at my cousin's house Sunday evenings. My cousin and I retreat in a shady corner of the backyard of his house and brainstorm on matters of national importance. You see, we, the living ghosts, don't have bad intentions. But the truth of the matter is, if the lion doesn't eat the newborn calf, the cheetah would. And if it didn't, the hyena definitely would. So, fellow citizens, you're not going to taste any milk because the calf isn't going to live that long. And if you don't find me, don't worry. I'm only a ghost.
And that's our short story for today. It's called Ghosts, written by Roy Moses. Gonna give it to you, Roy. That was quite an interesting story right there, the way you did it.
Thank you so much.
First of all, welcome to Sun FM. It's good to have you here.
Thank you so much, Ben.
Roy is a teacher by profession who spends a lot of time teaching English to primary school kids. He's actually been doing it for over 10 years. And he's also a good writer. His play It's Your Choice won the National Primary School Drama Competition. That was in 2003, I think.
Yeah.
And he's also written, directed and produced a play called All the Places I Love, which was presented at the All Africa Ministers Summit on Wetlands and Water.
Yes, please.
Quite a big CV you have there, Roy. I understand you also actually founded a community-based writers group, is that true?
Yeah, we have a group called Hope Writers.
Yeah.
Based in Mukubira zone.
Mm-hmm.
That is Makerere 1 Parish.
Yeah.
Kawempe Division.
Mm-hmm.
We are focusing on social development issues and social calamities and ghosts.
Speaking of which, Roy, your story, Ghosts, tell us a bit about that. I mean, it's unique, it's different. Tell us a bit more about Ghosts.
All right, you see, Ben, as you were saying, I've been in writing for some time.
Yeah.
And I was writing for kids, basically, let's say young adults. And I'd seen so many stories, once upon a time, love stories, adventure, and so on.
Happily ever after.
Uh-huh. So, somewhere, somehow, I decided to come up with a piece that is a bit different from the ordinary, but still catching. And let's say a metaphorical piece, and something that will give our readers something new. Yeah, so as I was lying in my bed, I had a dream, and out of the dream, actually I was being chased by a lion, and somehow lion caught up with me, ate me up, but as usual, you're not supposed to die in your dream, but I died and came back. Then I got a lot of inspiration anyway, jokes, and I wrote the story Ghosts.
Yeah. Oh, it's quite an amazing story. Now, of course, one of the things that stands out in Ghosts, I mean, the style of writing, the use of the metaphors is outstanding and very well done. But also the things that it does talk about. You're hitting mainly at the level of corruption in a society, which of course in Uganda is something that everyone knows about. Do you think that as a writer, and you're teaching primary school kids, you have a lot of people who are doing writing, can we be able to use literature and stories like Ghosts to provoke people who are involved in this to maybe take a second look at what they do and maybe change their ways?
Definitely, Ben. You see, the problem we've had here is most people complain that our reading culture is bad. But what is there to read should be checked first. How much does it inspire people to read? How much can it catch? Now, literature is a very powerful tool in community transformation. And given the fact that we have all these social calamities, let me say that, corruption and other related social calamities can be highly, highly fought using such weapons, mm-hmm. literature, because we are not going to run around attacking this one, attacking the other one. But when we write something down, it even stays in history. So it is going to serve a long-term purpose and a long-term change in our community.
Yeah. Well, if you'd like to give us a call and give us your opinions and what you thought of our story for today, Ghosts by Roy Moses Kalyasubula, please do give us a call. Our phone line is 041-343-663. You can also reach us on 041-343-672 or 0751-882-882. Or you can try 0312-261-882 if you are on the MTN network. Now, Roy, Ghosts, talking about corruption, one of the things that comes very clearly in the story is that our ghost seems to have infiltrated practically every possible sector in society. And you didn't even fear to take on the church. I found that particularly interesting.
Okay, Ben. What can I say? Anyway, where don't we have corruption in Uganda today?
Mm-hmm.
That would be my kind of rhetoric question. Because everywhere you turn, you have to hear something fishy going down, you know. We don't have to mention names or go for places, but the truth is we have it everywhere, in the church, in the schools. I mean, name any sector.
Mm-hmm.
In hospitals, people die.
Yeah.
You know, it is a very serious matter. So we have to address it very, very strongly if we want to transform society.
343-663-34672, that's our phone line. Sanyo FM, hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Who are we talking to?
We're talking to Maureen.
Maureen, what did you think about our story today?
It's good. It's different from the usual.
Yeah. What did you like about the style, the content, and the way it tackles the issues in society?
The content is good.
Yeah.
And the way he talks about everybody and everything without really pointing fingers at anybody in particular is good.
Yeah.
But the narrator had a problem. I mean, it really felt like the narrator was reading.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't sound like I was talking or like having a conversation with himself. Like I was reading.
Okay.
Yeah, really, that's a good thing.
All right.
Thank you, Sophie.
Thanks a lot, Maureen. Have yourself a great evening, and thanks for giving us a call. If you have any opinions or comments on our short story for today, do give us a call, 343-663-343-672, before we leave the studio here on Under the Sun. We've also got a great British Council hamper to give you, so we might ask you a simple question when you do call us, and if you get it right, we'll give you a great hamper that has a British Council umbrella, a business card holder, as well as a USB flash disk. That's a great hamper from British Council for you to win here on Under the Sun, if you'd like to give us a call, and we'll give you a chance to win that. The other thing, Roy, about Ghosts that struck me is how our ghost has to have connections in practically every sector of society, including the mortuary. I found that very fascinating.
Yeah, basically, if we are looking at a ghost, the true image of a ghost,
mm-hmm.
a ghost can be anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And if we turn the story around and look at the ghost in the picture, this ghost is actually everywhere. So, to try to bring out the actual sense, I had to link him up everywhere because he has the ability to be anywhere, anytime, as long as there is something to be done and accomplished.
Which is actually a true representation of what happens in society, isn't it?
Exactly.
Mm. Yes. Sanyu FM, hello. Hello.
Hello, Sanyu FM.
Yes, could you please speak up a little? Who are we talking to?
You're talking to Joseph.
Joseph. And Joseph, what do you think about our story for today?
The story is nice.
Yeah, what did you like about it?
Actually, I like the way you kind of narrated it, but I think in the future, I think we should bring in more people to kind of make space up the story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
May I please take the question for the hamper?
On which days did our ghost visit the exam board and the hospital?
The exam board and the hospital.
On which days did our ghost visit those places?
Pardon?
On which days did our ghost visit the exam board and the hospital?
He visited the exam board and the hospital on the Tuesday.
On a Tuesday, you think?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, not quite. You were almost there, but you got something not right. So, that's our question for today, just before we go. On which days did our ghost visit the exam board and the hospital? If you can get that right, we'll give you a British Council hamper before we leave. Sanyu FM, hello.
Hello.
How are you? Who are we talking to?
You're talking to Henry.
Henry. What did you think about our story today?
Wednesday.
Sorry?
Examination board.
Mm-hmm.
And Thursday, the hospital.
Unfortunately, not quite. Is there anyone who thinks they can get this right? I'd like to give you a beautiful hamper from British Council. On which days did our ghost visit the exam board and the hospital? Sanyu FM, hello.
Hello.
Good evening. Who are we talking to?
I'm called Hillman from Nakulabi.
From Nakulabi. What did you think about our story today?
It's a nice one.
Yes.
Because I understand the corruption, really, like the story says.
Mm-hmm.
You just move anywhere and there is corruption.
Are you involved in corruption in any way?
Well, I can't judge myself. But I think I'm not.
Yeah, that's how corrupt people are. Yes, what do you think the answer is?
The guy went to exam board on a Wednesday and the hospital on a Saturday.
I think you might have something slightly wrong there because I'm checking and no, you're not right. You've got something wrong. You just need to check your facts a little bit and give us a call and we'll give it to you. Sanyu FM, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who are we talking to?
I'm talking to Joseph.
Joseph.
Yes.
What's our answer?
The answer is he visited the exam board on Tuesday afternoon and then on Saturday he went to the hospital.
Joseph, what's your second name?
Nsuvuga Joseph,
congratulations, you do win our British Council hamper. It actually was Tuesday for the exam board in the afternoon and the hospital on Saturday where he was going to link up with guys to steal drugs. And you can come to Sanyu FM during the week and pick up your beautiful hamper from British Council, okay?
Thank you.
Have yourself a great weekend. Roy, it's been great having you. Amazing story that you did. It was definitely quite something.
Thanks so much, Ben.
And hopefully we'll get to see a lot more things coming from you and for the kids as well, as you're doing a good job there, of course.
True.
Time to live under the sun for now. This is a program that was devised by Graham Mott for the British Council. It is produced by Faith Kenani and Graham Mott. My name is Ben Winnie to present the show. DJ Peter comes in just a moment to take you on off the shelf.